evil church. Let the people rejoice, for we've settled the question. We've made a choice.
The anthems ring out, songs of victory swell. For the church triumphant is alive and well. Oh, this old ship's been through battles before.
Down inside, oh,
it will carry its cargo to the port in the sky.
God has always had a people. Many a foolish conqueror has made the mistake of thinking that because he had forced the Church of Jesus Christ out of sight, he had stilled its voice and snuffed out its life. But God has always had a people. The powerful current of a rushing river is not diminished because it is forced to flow underground. But the purest water is the stream that bursts crystal clear into the sunlight after it has forced its way through solid rock. There have been charlatans who, like Simon the Magician, sought to barter on the open market that power which cannot be bought or sold. But God has always had a people, men who could not be bought and women who were beyond a purchase. Yes, God has always had a people. There have been times of affluence and prosperity when the church's message has been nearly diluted into oblivion by those who sought to make it socially attractive, neatly organized, and financially profitable. It has been gold-plated, draped in purple, and encrusted with jewels. It has been misrepresented, ridiculed, lauded, and scorned. These followers of Jesus Christ have been, according to the whim of times, elevated as sacred leaders and martyred as heretics. Yet, through it all, there marches on that powerful army of the meek, God's chosen people who cannot be bought, flattered, murdered, or stilled. On through the ages they march, the church, God's church triumphant, alive and well. Lonely missionary, you've sown the seed of confidence. It's alive. Old saint, you're not alone and forgotten. The church is alive. It's alive, my broken-hearted friend. Busy mother, cast your cares on Jesus. It's alive, young student. You're not alone in serving the Lord. Lonely father, there's rest in the Lord, and the church is alive. Cynical skeptic, you haven't killed God with your noisy unbelief. He's still alive. So family of God, raise your hands and praise the Lord. For the church, it's still alive.